And along with that water there, he hollered, make it a dew, and when that water dries up and perish away, he dies out.
What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait and fishing?
We call them, we call them bait, grubbing worms and all like that. And there's another one that was about the best worm ever I used to fish with. You call him an eel bait. It's an eel bait.
What if it's a big worm? Is that?
We call him earthly worm.
What do you call an insect that sends off light, lights up in
a lightning bug.
And what do you call an insect with a real long body and thin, filmy wings, and it flies around lakes and ponds a lot?
Well, we call him a snake doctor. That's right. Let me get my coat, put it on.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
Call him a worm and a dirt diver.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that boy, what word would you use to say that boy is like his father, if he looks like him?
Well, he's favor his dad, and he's just the very imps of his daddy. Daddy's image.
What if he acted like his daddy, would you say the same thing?
Yeah, say the same thing.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but who isn't a nurse?
Call her a midwife.
If a person comes to the country, what might country people call him behind his back?
Behind your back?
Mm-hmm.
You mean just like you come out of the out of city?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they'd be behind his back, they'd call him a town dude.
And what if a country person went to town? What would they?
Well, they call him a countryman.
How do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Well, before I tell, well, I refer to them of my own race, and I guess depend upon, his decentness. Well, he's intelligent, I speak well of him. If he ain't, I don't think much of him, you see.
Do you have any, what would you prefer to be called?
I say he's a fine fella, he's a fine lady, he's outstanding, you see.
Well, you know, some people refer to your race disrespectfully, and what words would refer to you respectfully, and what might some people behind your back?
Well, I understand. If you're going to speak, if I was talking with someone, I'm going to speak, and I'd say in a decent way about my race, I'd use the word colored, you see. The majority of the people, with the colored race, which was raised, all they ever know was nigger, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Nigger. Well, all right. When reading God's word, we'll get that, we'll elaborate on that a little.
Mm-hmm.
What is known is to be, Floyd, I got a check on it, a nigger, a dog is a nigger. And when the colored race, we understand it, I read a little portion of the history of them, when they brought them out more in Africa, on our old 4 pounds. When they brought them out more there, they used the largest man, you might say, well, I understand it. And I halfway bleed some of it.
Mm-hmm.
They used a whole lot of red, it wasn't red ribbon, red flannel. They stretched it, you know. And, you know, they was ignorant, you see, them Africans. And they see something showing up deeply red, or they made a big, they just run into it. And that's the way they got them on this big ship, running into this red, you know, and cooked them up in there. Yeah, this red, a flannel.